This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Pushing back on Trump's attack on federal employees, American Federation of Government Employees challenged the White House's legal authority to adjust federal sector labor relations unilaterally, claiming it is a violation of the Civil Service Reform Act. In a 5-4 decision, the Supreme Court ruled that Trump's travel ban against specific Muslim nations was legal. In another 5-4 decision, the Supreme Court ruled that pregnancy centers did not have to distribute information about abortion in a ruling affirming free speech. In more than 20 of the most competitive House races of 2018, the share of Democrats voting in primaries noticeably increased compared with 2014, the last midterm election cycle. The number of unfilled politically appointed and Senate-approved vacancies in administration is striking. Trump has filled just 450 compared to 652 in the same time period for George Bush and 584 for Barack Obama. Federal judge in California issued a nationwide injunction temporarily stopping the Trump administration from separating children from their parents at the border and ordered that all families already separated be reunited within 30 days. The judge said children under 5 must be reunited with their parents within 14 days and he ordered that all children must be allowed to talk to their parents within 10 days. Democratic voters in New York's 14th congressional district delivered a shock to the political system. Rejecting the fourth-ranking member of the party's House leadership, Representative Joseph Crowley, in favor of Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, a 28-year-old former Bernie Sanders campaign organizer who has called for abolishing the nation's Immigration and Customs Enforcement Agency. New satellite data reveals that the world's tropical forests lost roughly 39 million acres of trees last year, an area the size of Bangladesh. French Butchers Federation says its members need protection from militants who've broken windows, thrown fake blood, and sprayed graffiti on their shops. In a letter to the French Interior Ministry, the butchers wrote that physical, verbal, and moral violence against them was neither more nor less than a form of terrorism. Many French dislike being told what they should eat. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.